So you can close your eyes. And when you close your eyes, you start to notice that the thoughts are slowing down. If you can, try to keep your eyeballs straight, moving straight ahead. They're staying straight ahead, even with your eyeballs or eyelids over them. If they wander around, that's fine. Now, as you are putting your attention inside, you're going to do a mental floating down into the base of the spine. Now feel the tailbone area. You might want to move around so you actually feel that sensation of your tailbone sitting on your tailbone area or close enough in that area. Now feel the energies starting to come alive in the pelvis, the lower tailbone area. We're going to invoke Ganesha's blessings to remove the obstacles on our internal path, and then also you can think about the obstacles that you want to remove in your life, in the different areas of your life, so that things can progress more smoothly and quickly. Now visualize an orangish-reddish light. Take your time to explore that lower chakra so things can start to move and you start to feel unstuck. So the orangish-reddish light is associated with Lord Ganesha. He's an elephant-headed being with a pot belly. And he rides a mouse. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Feel the energy, the reddish-orangish light swirl around in the pelvis and then move down through the legs all the way into the feet and the toes, swirling back up again. Imagine the energy dissolving away obstacles that make you to feel stuck. So get unstuck so that you can take steps to move forward with more grace and ease. Gum. 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 Gum removes obstacles. Feel the sound moving up and down the legs with the orangish reddish light swirling around in the pelvis, in the legs. Gum. Gum, gum, gum. gum, 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 gum. Now, the energy starts to get more focused, moving into the base of the spine, and it's activating the Sushumna, which is the thin tube of light that arises from the base of the spine, piercing all the energy centers or chakras, moving up through the navel center, the heart center in the middle of the chest, the throat center, the third eye in the middle of the brain, the crown chakra at the top of the brain, and piercing the top of the skull and going to the space will activate this Sushumna, this thin tube of light, keeping your focus there, starting from the base of the spine. Move up to the heart. Move into the throat. Ma. Move up to the third eye in the middle of your brain. Om. Move back down to the base of the spine. Na. Navel. Ma. Heart. She. Throat and mouth. Va. Brain and eyes. Ya. Now, imagine Dr. Pillai standing in front of you, beaming a golden ray of light from his third eye into your third eye, the spot between your two eyebrows. It pierces that spot where the pituitary gland is and goes into the midbrain area, into the pineal gland. So imagine that light beaming into your pituitary and pineal. Feel the pressure, the expansion. You may see things. You may have an experience of change of temperature, hot or cold. You may hear things. You may just have a knowingness. Receive the Guru's grace with the feeling of gratitude. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya. Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Keep visualizing the golden beam of light, a ray of light, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye, piercing your pineal and pituitary glands, activating the entire brain with this golden light and the sound. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Keep receiving the golden ray of light that Dr. Pillai is giving you, activating your pituitary and pineal glands, and the entire brain is swirling around with the light and the sounds. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now the golden light starts to pour down your face through the eyes and the ears, the nostrils, the tongue, the mouth, down the throat, into the shoulders, the neck, the shoulders, into the chest. Your heart comes alive with this liquid light swirling around in the heart chakra, pouring down the arms, into the hands, the fingers. Feel it. Allow it to fill all the cells of your body, the body parts, with liquid golden light pouring down the trunk, cleansing all the internal organs as it makes its way down into the pelvis and pours into the legs, down to the feet and toes. Your whole body from head to toe is swirling around with this liquid golden light that you are receiving and continuously filling yourself with this light from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye and the rest of your brain and body. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Om Aim Reem. Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Imagine this golden liquid light being absorbed into your body like as if you were a sponge. You're soaking it up from head to toe. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Keep receiving the light, the beam of light coming from his third eye into your third eye, pouring liquid golden light into you. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. As you're receiving this liquid golden light, imagine all your cells being so grateful. To receive the grace of the Guru that dispels darkness, removes ignorance, and brings tremendous fortune, luck, and blessings on your spiritual path, on your material path, your pursuits in life, so that you can move with more vitality, more optimism, and accomplish the things that you want to accomplish with ease and divine blessings. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Feel your heart melting with gratitude. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Bhavaya Swaha. Now, visualize your backbone or feel your backbone. And your brain we're going to activate the veil that we've been working with for the past several months. The veil is a spear-like object that has a handle or a shaft that represents your backbone. The head of the spear is your brain, and then the tip pierces the top of the skull and goes into the space. The veil is associated with Lord Muruga, whose energy is readily available as Mars is in its exalted position. Muruga is the overlord to help to keep him in control and give you the energy of a peaceful spiritual warrior to get things done in a mysterious and miraculous way while engaging others in your projects or your efforts to transform your life so there's no conflict. Everything happens with ease and speed, visualizing the veil as your backbone and brain. Aum. Aum. Aum is the veil. Feel your backbone getting stronger and straighter. Your brain becomes super empowered. You are the veil. Pour all the negativity into the veil. Pain on the physical level, anywhere in your body. Pain on the mental level. Anxiety, confusion, anger, frustration. Anything that causes pain on the psychological level. On the spiritual level, that longing to connect with your higher self, your God self, divine beings, pour it all into the veil. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. Feel the veil come alive, empowering you with intelligence, clarity, energy, the knowingness of what to do to overcome the challenges in your life. Through the grace and blessings of Lord Murga, hold on to the image of the veil, feel it. Receive the empowerment in exchange for pouring all your problems at the body, mind, and soul level into the veil. Om Saum Saravana Babaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Babaya Namaha. Om Saum Saravana Babaya Namaha. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. As you're letting go of this meditation, remember to say an internal prayer of gratitude to Dr. Pillai, Lord Ganesha, Lord Murga, for giving you an experience of their energies, their grace and blessings always in your life. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world. And just relax and let go. You can slowly come back to yourselves. Take your time. Thanks for joining those of you who need to go.